Now, just talking, staying with police as an issue, a man has been shot after pulling a gun on Flagstone south of Brisbane. Now, it came less than 24 hours after a gunman was shot dead by officers during a six-hour siege at Stretton. Rhys D'Alessandro is in Flagstone covering the story for 4BC and 9 News, and he joins me now. Rhys, tell me, what is the latest on this one?
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Scott, and good afternoon to your listeners. I can tell you right now as we go to air, police are examining a black sedan in the driveway of this Flagstone Street where the shooting has unfolded around 11:20 a.m. today. There's a black sedan in the driveway. Forensic police are sort of examining that, to also sort of combing through nearby sort of grass. The front yard of someone's house really is what it is. But, yeah, certainly quite a bit of attention on this house and this vehicle as we go to air this morning. But, yeah, all unfolded around 11:20 a.m. Scott, here police had been searching for this man after he allegedly made threats to harm other people known to him. They had been searching for him. I think they've pretty well traced him to this street, and that's where they say he's produced a weapon, and they're in the hand there and has been transported to hospital under police guard. I've been speaking with neighbours here, Scott. They say they heard a few shots ring out. They've come home to find police cars in their street, and part of the street is taped off as we go to air this afternoon. We are expecting a bit of an update from police a little bit later, though, Scott.
Thank you for that, Rhys. And as you catch Reese's full report tonight on Nine News at 6 p.m. As I said, that came after less than 24 hours after that gunman was shot dead by officers during a six-hour siege at Stretton. And, of course, there will be an official internal inquiry into that by the police after that death overnight. Now, a